everybody. We have a great show. I got special guest with me, my very close person in my life. Auntie Wendy is here with me. I had Stephanie have the night off. She's a busy girl anyway. So we talked a lot about our child, Mike, growing up and how we became close. But first, Geico.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Made a decision.
Everybody, it's For Crying Out Loud, For Crying Out Loud. And my pal Stephanie is not here today. I gave her the day off. Why, you ask? Because Auntie Wendy's in town.
Hi.
Hi, Auntie Wendy.
Hi, Lynette.
She's here visiting me. She's visiting family. She had a wedding that I went to, which we'll talk about and get to. We'll talk about Halloween and whatnot. But yeah, it'll be fun. Just don't pretend anybody's listening. It's just me and you talking.
No, it's you and I on the phone.
That's right. But we do have friends that we want to say hi to. So first and foremost, a very special happy belated birthday to Ulysses' wife, Wendy, which was on Halloween. So happy birthday to Wendy, Ulysses' wife. Ashley Sheik. She's chic as fuck. Sandra Green. Not easy being green. Jacob Crowley, so growly. Rita Bassiette. She rocks that bassinet. Elizabeth Williamson has a lot of kids, just like you.
How many?
I can't remember. More than you, I think.
Really?
Wendy has 5 kids, yes.
Adam.
Adam. They know that. Here we go. Elizabeth Williamson, yes. Athena Ginchard, she's a great dancer. Polly Butterfield, we love her pancakes. Valerie Fenwick hits it out of the park. Hero, you ain't nothing but a sandwich. Katarina Moeller, check that Moeller. Colleen Slater, girl. Gabby and Missy, those two are always up to no good, Wendy. Mm. Ishan Vajpayee, he's a hot piece of you know what. Rebecca Lubin, she's so cute. Kelly Brandt, she's your aunt. Oh, you know what we say?
Huh.
Kelly Brandt, she's your aunt. She'll take you to Planned Parenthood. She'll take you to hip hop classes on a Saturday.
Oh, okay.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
Yes.
I totally know what that means.
I took your daughter to hip hop.
She's an awesome aunt.
Yes. Amy Hunt, because she's such a nice girl. I'm not doing Stephanie's work. Aaron, who this? Ash, Alicia Escalante. Leslie, why stop coughing? Sarah Stefano. Jennifer, get up. Liz El Sasser, as sassy as fuck. Krista Stroop, you make me want to stroop. Stephanie Stinker Rinker. Those are our friends, Wendy.
I thought you were going to say poop.
Oh, that's a good one. Krista Poop. We love you, Krista. Okay, let's get into some talk. Hi, Kaylin.
Hi, welcome.
How was your Halloween?
It was very nice.
Yeah.
It was a fun Halloween, yeah.
It was the first, you were telling us, the first time your daughters realized what it was.
Yeah, it was the first time they really understood. Last year we went to some other thing that some neighborhood was having. They kind of did some weird trick-or-treating there, and then by the time we got home, it was just like a couple houses here and there. But this was the first year that especially Blake was old enough to understand the concept of getting candy at the door and that there was only just more and more candy
right,
to come. So
right.
She was very excited. And,
aww.
It was very fun.
And what did they dress as?
We all dressed as a bunch of characters from a kids' show called the PJ Masks.
Oh,
I know PJ Masks.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, so they were all the superheroes and I was the villain.
That's so
cute. Oh, my God,
cute.
That's like what Anthony did.
My nephew, your son, mm-hmm. went to trick-or-treating, and he was
what Spider-Man.
Was Spider-Man, and Sam was Spider-Lady.
Spider-Lady.
There's a TV show. What's it called? And then then there's the two – and he – and then –
Ghost Spider
and the Hulk. Yeah, yeah. were the two babies, Riley and Wes. Aww. Yeah.
It's so cute. The worst thing about Halloween for me mm-hmm. is getting all that candy and then telling them they can't have it.
I know.
And then, you know, when they get older, there's no way telling them they can't have it. And then there's wrappers for days.
Right.
And it's a nightmare.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was just saying that, so Kaylin's two little ones are like back to back, were born back to back, like right. Irish twins.
Yeah, and one during COVID too, so that kind of threw a wrench into everything.
Right.
Oh, that.
And gosh. Wendy has 5 kids. Jackie is the oldest. How old is Jackie?
Jackie is 41.
Unbelievable.
I mean, 42.
I met Jackie when she was 4.
I know.
And she was in a little guest outfit. And you came to my house, so you were dating my brother at the time. And my dad fell in love and thought that you looked like a young...
Joan Collins.
Right. Yes. And Dean brought you over. You were how old? Like 22, 23, 24? You were 20, young.
25, I think.
25.
Yeah.
Picture a young Joan
but
18, Collins.
Mentally.
Right. That my oldest brother, Dean... brought over, and I was 13, 14.
You were a kid.
Yeah,
I mean, I think
kid.
I attended 12, your 13. Sweet 16.
Yeah, yeah. And Wendy came over on a summer day, and she had white – she had. I remember what you were wearing. You were wearing a white, like, sun
– French Connection dress that I loved.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And you were barefoot, pretty much. Well, you had high heels, but I remember that – I love that you felt so comfortable the first time you came over that you kicked your shoes off and you were in the backyard with my mom barbecuing.
Barefoot.
Yes, and my mom barbecued. I remember this day very vividly. And
it's right when Dean got back from Italy,
mm-hmm.
and we came to your house,
mm-hmm.
and your mother was like,
you can
she's sitting,
my mom.
She's saying, "Oh, Dean, tell me about the Italian girls. Aren't they beautiful?" Blah, blah, blah. And Dean was like, no, they don't shave, whatever.
Yeah, Dean wasn't into the Italian girls.
Yeah, she didn't
care. And my mom was saying that in front of his new girlfriend.
Yes,
yeah, yeah. And it was a fun day, and we did barbecue, and you said, and I was eating ribs.
Oh, my God.
Beef ribs, and you said, you've never.
People need to see Lynette eat. First of all, I'd never had ribs in my life,
that's
ever.
Crazy to me.
Well, I mean, you know, most ribs are pork, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't even know that anyone knew about beef ribs. It just wasn't in our culture.
Repertoire, yeah.
Yeah, and I see Lynette, you know, sometimes people hold ribs delicately, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was one hand, like she gripped it like I've never
like a motorcycle, like two, like a motorcycle handles.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it looked so good. It looked so good. I mean, you looked like you were enjoying the hell out of those
I
ribs.
Was.
And then I had one, and that was it. I think I made ribs once a week for the next 6 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wendy's a fabulous cook. Okay, so you got Jackie, then you got – then Dean.
Nicholas.
My
Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Megan.
Nicholas, Anthony, Megan, born 87, 88, 89.
Right.
And then Matthew was the youngest.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And how old's Matthew now?
He's 21.
Wow.
Does he? Yeah, 3 kids back to back.
Yeah. So imagine, like, Kaylin's got the 2, 3. I mean, that was, but those were the fun years because I was young at the time. I was.
Fun for you, maybe.
That's right. And you lived in the San Fernando Valley and you had the 3 babies and then. I would come over. Oh, I was so in love with those babies.
Yes, you were.
I was in love with Jackie, too, when I first met her. I just, that was it. I wanted to be an aunt so bad.
You were the best aunt, Lynette, I got to tell you.
Thank you.
I wished I could have been that kind of aunt, seriously.
You are that kind of aunt.
Well, moving away and all that. Just, I know. You know, didn't make it possible.
Fucked with our flow.
Yeah, it fucked with our flow. But honestly... I mean, whatever my kids were into, Biker Mice from Mars and all that stuff, you always got them all kinds of things.
I spoiled them.
Always went out of your way. You were a fabulous aunt to this day.
Thank you.
And they love you so much.
Aw, I love the shit out of them. And now they're like married. Nicholas, Anthony are married. Anthony's got his little 2 ones.
Yeah, I'm a grandma.
Yeah, it's exciting. You're a nana.
I'm a nana.
Mm-hmm. Except they live in Chicago, which is upsetting. But yes, those were the – and so I just remember like falling in love with you. I was always wanted a big sister. I always wanted to be an – I loved Jackie. And I was like, I hope my brother marries her. And my parents fell in love with you.
Yeah. And I loved your parents.
I know.
Very much.
They loved you until the day they died. Not so much the other wife. Well, we've talked about it. My brother got remarried and –
yeah.
Yeah, that was that.
That was honestly the greatest loss for me in the divorce was the potential of losing you as my family, mm-hmm. your mom and dad. I mean, that was the hardest part for me.
That was hard. It was hard.
Yeah.
But you guys were married. So they got married and they were married for 10 years. And I just – Suzanne and I would go over. Then you guys moved to Canyon Country and we would come over and we would babysit you guys. Well, sometimes we'd come over hungover and be like, yeah, you had
– unbeknownst to me, by the way.
Right. I did not want my brother and Wendy to know that I was drinking or smoking. I was always – for a long time, I didn't want you guys to know. But then, I mean, you became like a sister. I was very close to you, very close. And – Dean, not so much. I mean, Dean's
just
Dean.
Yeah, you come to visit me.
Yes, I always came to visit you and the kids, and I got close to you, and then, yeah, and then we started going out drinking when I got older.
Yeah. Do you remember that you would come over on Sundays for me to teach you how to cook, but mm-hmm. what happened was I'd cook for you?
Yes. Teach you how to cook in quotations?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You, but you would cook. Oh, the dishes you made were so – because your background is Middle Eastern.
Right.
You're Turkish.
Turkish and Danish.
Danish, yes. And we've talked about it. We've already talked about on previous podcasts, but how your mother just abandoned you. And you have brothers and sisters,
right,
who I'm also close with. And you have three sisters.
Three sisters and one brother.
And the sister and brother are twins,
yeah.
Boy-girl twins.
Yeah, my dad wanted a boy so bad. Mm-hmm. In those days, they didn't really know when a woman was pregnant with twins. Mm-hmm. So Joanne came out first, and it was like, oh, another girl. Mm-hmm. And then 26 minutes later, Bert came out, and that was just like
a surprise.
A great, great surprise for him.
Aww.
Although he was a better girl's dad than he was a boy.
He was better with girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was tough on Bert.
God knows what he's doing sometimes.
Yeah. That's true. So, so you – just a little background on Wendy. So, yes, she had her very close with her siblings, and you were close with your father. Your dad was great. Your dad would come over to our house too sometimes during the holidays and argue with my mom.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
Oh, my God.
They would be – those two together were fun.
Oh, they were hilarious.
Yes. Those were the days. And
it was tough growing up with my dad, though.
I know. Your dad was tough. He ruled with an iron fist.
Oh, my God.
Well, he had to. He had four beautiful daughters, you know, in Chicago growing up. And then,
yeah, but he raised us
mm-hmm.
in the very Middle Eastern tradition.
Right.
Like, if people knew how honestly we had no idea that there was another way of living. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, it was like, you're going to marry this person. And, you know, it was like I was terrified all the time that I was going to be married off to some nasty old guy.
Yeah. But that didn't happen.
Well, it didn't happen because I didn't let it happen.
Right.
But the fear was real.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Right. But, it was tough. And so at what age – like I said, we already talked about it, but just so people know. So at what age did your mom leave?
My mom left when the twins were four, so I was like 7 or 8.
And how old are you? Who's Dawn's the oldest?
Dawn's the oldest. I'm the second oldest.
How old was she at that time?
Probably 9.
And you were 8 or 7 or 8?
I recall being 7, you know, because mm-hmm. She bought me a gift on my 8th birthday, a Spirograph,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. Never saw her again. So
can you imagine? I mean, just
– well. I mean, honestly, I can, because my father was brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes it's just the survival instinct,
right.
And as I've gotten older, I've understood.
Now you understand.
Mm-hmm. And I've always actually been forgiving
yes,
of her
you
because
are.
I witnessed, mm-hmm. you know. So it's like, yeah, it's hard. It was really difficult. And then I'd have to worry about my dad because – you know, after she's gone, now he's devastated and he loves her so much. But, you know, so.
So Wendy's mom up and left one day, just decided she was gone, took a goldfish with her, and you saw that.
Freaking goldfish.
And what was the thing that you thought?
Well, because I was the one that carried the goldfish in the bowl, mm-hmm. and I looked in the bowl, and I remember thinking so strongly how lucky they were that they got to go with her, you know? And I wished I was a goldfish.
Oh, hot. Oh.
I know.
So she left, and then you never saw her again, never mm-mm. talked to her again.
Until I was 30 when Megan had her heart disease, and I came out here because I needed, you know, I was just so traumatized by the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I came out here and my cousins arranged for me to meet her, to see her. And there was just no connection, honestly. Mm-hmm. I started feeling bad for her, to be honest with you.
Right, right. Oh, I mean, what a story, though, you know.
Yeah.
It's just – but it made you and your siblings very close.
Oh, we
and
had each
And you guys,
other.
Unbelievable. The things that you guys have gone through, all your siblings, including you, are strong, wonderful people. And no – you know, there was no drug addicts or alcoholism
nope.
or anything. I mean, they all are married. They all have awesome freaking kids. I saw them all at the wedding. I mean, Bert's got how many kids? Five?
Five.
And Auntie Dawn's kids were
seven.
There. She's got seven kids. And Joanne, her daughter, Joanne has
two.
Three. Yeah.
Three.
Three.
Oh, sorry.
Anthony.
Yeah,
three, yeah. The other Anthony in the family. And yes. And,
and Linda has two.
And Linda has two.
And the kids are so close. These cousins are like brother and sisters.
Total.
You know?
I was always so envious of how, you know, close they were because I wasn't, you know, I didn't have like, I wasn't close with my siblings, you know.
I think it's that Mediterranean, like, you know,
right.
that upbringing,
right.
that family is the
yes.
most important. And as with my siblings, we band together and that's how we actually got through all this stuff.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yes. So we're going to talk more, but I'm going to tell you about Bare Necessities. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see my bra they gave me?
Very nice.
Love, love, love it. Oh, my gosh.
I actually love Bare Necessities.
You like Bare Necessities,
yeah.
too?
Yeah.
Yes. Bare Necessities is the biggest online intimate apparel retailer offering 140 of the best brands all in one place. They put fit and comfort above all else. So they're all about size and inclusivity, which I love. I mean,
yeah.
they got band sizes from 28 to 58, cup sizes from double A to O. Jeez
right. Louise. People always talk about they're never wearing the right bra.
Right. And the best thing about them, which I loved, is if you can't find the right size, they offer a bra finder fit quiz that points you in the right direction in just a few clicks. It's totally simple. And they also have a team of bra fit experts available on hand to help you find the perfect bra. You can call them or start a live chat. It's complimentary. It's personalized fitting. It's convenient. I mean,
it's private,
and they have beautiful, beautiful bras, very well quality. I love I got a t-shirt bra so that it's just very smooth, and it's, yes, and I freaking love it. I did the bra finder fit quiz when I went on and picked out my bra, and it was so simple, so easy, and pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, especially, I didn't know they had t-shirt bras.
Yes, yes. So right now, you can get 20% off your Bare Necessities order when you go to barenecessities.com and use the code FCOL20. That's code FCOL20 at barenecessities.com to get 20% off. Barenecessities.com, code FCOL20. Also, pair eyewear. Okay. I love – Stephanie has a pair. I got this for Natalia.
You have a pair of pair?
A pair of pair, yes. So it's prescription eyeglasses. You send in the prescription. And then the way they do it so it fits your face is you take a picture of the credit card. You line it up. They show you how to do it. You just line it up. You snap a picture. And you get the right size that fits on her face. It fits perfectly. She got
wow.
these little cat eye glasses. And they have so many cool, iconic styles, all starting from – you know, $60. I mean, it's pretty affordable.
That's very affordable.
Yes. Then you choose from hundreds of matching magnetic tops. They make it easy to switch it up. She got the like clear on top, and then she got little pink frames.
Oh,
and
cute.
Yes. It's so cute. And it's so simple, so easy. The thing that I love about this company is for every pair you buy, Pair provides glasses to a child in need. Isn't that cool?
Honestly, to pay $60 for a pair of glasses and then
know that
Isn't that awesome? That's crazy.
Yes. Pretty cool. Why wouldn't you do it? Get right. glasses as ever-changing as you are with Pair. Go to paireyewear.com/FCOL for 15% off your first purchase. That's 15% off at paireyewear.com/FCOL.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Okay. So I almost called you Stephanie. Auntie Winnie and I are having a little cocktail. Yeah. How's your drink?
My drink's fabulous. Thank you.
You're doing great.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Anyways, so we were talking about how I just want people to understand how close I am because I had a crazy mother, as you know, and I was close with my dad, but my dad was old, and I always felt kind of lost until I met you and your family. And we spent all Christmases together. We had, I mean, every birthday.
I miss those days.
Yes. You know, and you would have, and your dad would come over too, or you would have the birthday parties for the kids at your house.
I had amazing birthday
parties. Oh my God. So much fun. Backyard, big volleyball, all your siblings with their kids. And now your siblings' kids are the same age as Nicholas Anthony and Megan, mm-hmm. which is nice. And my nieces and nephews. And so everybody's close, but now everybody lives all over the place.
I know.
Yeah. So Wendy's in town. Mm-hmm. And you're here for a little while, and she's been staying with me, and we've had fun. We went to the wedding. The wedding was fun, except it was really cold.
I was freezing. I haven't worn high heels since COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So those were off in the first 5 minutes. And then walking on the cold ground, I was done.
Yeah.
I was shivering all night.
But it was a
beautiful, beautiful wedding.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it was fun to see your family. And so then you've been staying with me at my house, and you know, here's the thing. I need you're like my mom.
I'm like your mom, your sister, your friend. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very difficult to define our relationship.
Yeah.
You know, but you are the person that I feel the most comfortable with
mm-hmm.
ever.
Yeah.
Like Lynette and I can seriously just lay around all day.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
Talk if we want, not talk if we don't want. Yep. It's like,
watch the same stuff.
Easy like Sunday morning.
I know. Yeah. And we've been, and my kids, Sonny and Natalia, they love you and they get so excited when you come to town.
And I love them so much.
Yes. And we've been spending time with them. We got Sonny ready for Halloween, made him Sonny Corleone.
Get all his bullet holes.
Yeah, go to my Instagram. You'll see a picture of him. That's been fun. And we've been watching a lot of Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, that's been our go-to.
Yeah.
So, and tonight is a new episode. Mm-hmm.
If nobody's watched, you got to watch it. It's so good.
It's so good.
It's like watching an epic movie, like one episode. I mean, so intense.
It is.
And it can be very disturbing. And
you know, I have this thing happen with me. I forget her name, but it's just, you know how some people just bug you?
I knew it.
I knew it. They just bug you. And like, you know, my mom would always say Jim Carrey just bugs me. So she can't watch any Jim Carrey movie. Elizabeth,
Moss.
Whatever. Yeah. Moss. She just bugs me. And I tried to watch that show and I was like, I can't do it. She just bugs me.
I know.
Honestly. That was before I learned that she was a Scientologist. And then I was like, okay, now it all.
Did you know that she was a Scientologist?
I did not. But honestly, the reason I didn't watch the show for so long is because of her. She kind of bugged me too.
I know. And especially guys. My hairdresser, my friend Glenn, I've talked about it with my friend, even like one of the nephews, I can't remember at the way we're talking about it at the wedding. I think it was Nicholas. Like they don't, she turns off a lot of guys.
I think because there's no like warmth to her. There's nothing that draws, you know what I mean? It's like she's very intense and it's kind of hard to relate.
Right.
And I like people that I, you know, see something in their eyes or whatever, and you don't see that with her.
I can watch her and go, oh, yeah, she's a great actress. She's very good. There's just something about her that bugs me.
And it's impersonal.
I think it was either last year or the year before she was even in like the Invisible Man remake movie, which was very good.
I love that. We saw that.
We saw that during COVID. We were the only ones in the theater because we still didn't get how serious that was. Took all the kids too, you know?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that was fun. That was a good movie. Yeah, she's a great actress. But anyway, yeah, so we've been watching a ton of that.
She's an actress you can't have empathy for some reason. She goes through all this stuff.
I know.
You know, even with the Invisible Man. And
right,
it's like.
Right.
I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
Do you know who Kaylin's father is?
No,
did I
do
I tell
not.
You?
No.
His father is an actor.
Who?
Michael Biehn. He's in Terminator. Can you pull up a picture of
your
dad,
please?
Yeah, I'll
pull up a picture.
Wait till you see him. And by the way, you watch Yellowstone, right?
Uh-huh.
He reminds me of one of the sons on Yellowstone.
I know exactly which son.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. The good one.
Yeah, the good one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, see, that's Michael Biehn. See him? Look, Wendy, up over there. There's the screen. From Terminator.
Oh!
You see?
That's your dad?
Yeah, can you believe that?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good-looking man.
I know.
I totally know who that is.
Yes. Yeah, so it's been really nice because you haven't been here. Last time you were here is when I had my surgery.
Right.
Yeah, and you took care of me.
Yes.
That was a lot. That was fun. But I just have to say, you know, going through the divorce, being in my condo, the days that I'm alone, like you totally – I remember when Adam and I broke up back in, I don't know, 99 or something. And I got the condo, moved in. I was devastated. And every morning I would call you. You remember that?
We talked every single day.
Before I went to ABC, I went to work, I couldn't get out of bed. You were like my coffee.
I would call you like because I was, you know, wanting to see if you were okay or not.
Yeah.
And it was a tough time, that's for sure.
Yeah. That's what I was going to – when you moved to – so you, Wendy, and my brother were 10 years married. And then when you guys got a divorce, my mom started going – that's what I wanted – yeah, she started going a little mental.
Yeah, that's forever gonna bother me.
Yes, yeah. You know, she got a divorce. They divorced. My dad and her divorced when I was like, I don't know, 19 or 20, and my dad moved out. She was alone in the house, and Dean, she puts on his pedestal. Dean, the king of Dean. He's a
king of Dean, but the Dean doesn't do that for her.
I know he doesn't treat her.
And
like
I was always on your mom's side for that.
Yeah,
you know, I had a lot of. I loved your mom so much. I had so much compassion, and I, you know, I relate to her. Mm-hmm. You know, she's got that. I know that type of personality.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
And your mother totally loved me. I felt it.
That's the problem that was what happened was because –
the ripple effect
is
just devastating.
Yeah.
And you don't know it until you go through it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so she – my mom was living by herself. Dean would never go visit her. I had to take care of her. I was always, you know, checking on her every single day. And she started talking to Jesus more and more. And then she started – you know, she was – and then Dean got another wife – who's not a big – we're not fans. I've talked about it before. It's no surprise. I mean, you know, we don't have to – whatever, but
– and she was a Jehovah's Witness.
And she was a Jehovah's Witness. And my mom – but you know the
thing – you want to know the irony about that?
Tell us.
Okay. This is the honest to God truth. Mm-hmm. In Canyon Country, you know, I don't know what they call it. Their pilgrimage or whatever, they come on bicycles and they knock on the door. Mm-hmm. And they came to our house often. And Dean, if he would see him coming, we would hide behind the wall and he would send the kids to the door to answer the door and just tell them.
Parents aren't home.
Yeah. I mean, they would be, you know, is your parents home? And they would just talk gibberish.
Right.
And we'd be – they're laughing, okay?
Right, right.
And then the irony that he, you know, he gets married
to one Jehovah's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing was, is that she was not warm like you. She was very cold. And my mom, one of the things my mom is out of it a lot.
She made no bones about how she felt.
She made no bones about how she felt because she felt that she was a witch. She thought she was a witch. And that she had a spell over Dean, and she casted – this is what she really did think. I mean, because she was starting to go – she was losing her faculties.
Yeah.
And she really believed that Dean was put a witchcraft and that he was under a spell – and that she thinks, I think that she broke up your marriage or something. I don't know. But my mom was devastated when you guys got divorced.
She hated her.
And my mom did not like her. And it caused, and then that's why Dean was mad. Like, Dean never wanted to come and check on my mom. I had to take care of my mom. I mean, I'll never forget when I came there and I found my mom on the ground. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I was calling her 2 days. Horrible. Because I talked to her every single day. I had to keep track of her. I mean, we had to call the
and then you had a girl that would take care of her as well.
Yeah. So what we would have to do, I had to call the pet team a couple times. The psychiatric evaluation team would have to come out, evaluate her, and then, you know, put her on a 5150 or something and put her in an ambulance, take her to a hospital. She was hospitalized like 3 times.
I know. And I remember.
So, yeah, the first time Adam was there and she kicked the officer and broke his wristwatch.
She was badass.
Yeah, she was. She was screaming and kicking. Oh, that was
horrible.
Does
everyone know that she's a black belt?
Oh, they know she's a black belt. Yeah. She's on YouTube. She did defense exercise. But as she got older, she started. And so I remember.
And the divorce really did affect her.
Right.
And.
And there was a time where I remember I was trying to get a hold of her and she wasn't answering, and that because she would sometimes go in these weird like manic moods where she would call me and she'd say, "They're after Dean. Somebody's gonna kill a Dean." Like she would really.
Yeah,
think
she was
that.
Obsessed.
Yeah, she was obsessed, and she loved the kids, know, her grandchildren, and she was always worried about them, and she thought that they were gonna be destroyed over this divorce. And it was and so this one – do you remember this time where I couldn't get a hold of her? Calling. I went over there by myself.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And there was – I think I've talked about
this. On the bathroom floor.
She was – I walked in the house and I could hear her, Lynette, like all in the –
oh, God, that makes me want to
cry. In the back bedroom. And I found her on the floor and she was in her nightgown.
And she was bruised too.
Oh my God. And I to this day do not know how this happened. She was laying face down on the ground. She had ants crawling all over her.
Oh my God.
I know. And she her arms were black and blue.
I think it was because she was laying on the ground for so long.
Is that why?
I think so.
Because she could have been there for days. And she only thing she would tell me is she. I said, "What?" I called the ambulance, and she said there was a twisting and a twist. She kept saying twist. Somebody was twisting her, and I think she said earthquake. I mean, she didn't make any sense. They took her to the hospital. She had a dislocated shoulder.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and they said. I remember I called Dr. Bruce, and he came right away to the hospital, and they said that she had a very high sodium count or something.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So, but a dislocated shoulder?
She had a dislocated shoulder.
She had to have fallen hard or whatever. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense, but I understand one side of her arms, okay, but what happened to the – why the other side? Was all, both of her
so
arms –
So there was never any clarity on that?
No, never. I don't know what happened to her.
I remember it well. We were talking, every day.
You were in Chicago then, yeah.
And so, I was so upset that I couldn't be there to help,
Right. Yeah. And so it was. So she then – and then after that, she just got worse and worse mentally. And then after her third time of hospitalization, I had to get a – tried to get a conservatorship. Mm-hmm. That was hard, like next to impossible. Tried to get – she. And the thing about my mom was, I don't take any drugs. I don't take any Tylenol. I don't take anything. I'm not going to take any – I mean,
yeah,
she had
she
to be –
Yeah, she would not. Yeah.
Yeah, she had to be in these hospitals like 14
days. She
was
a health nut.
Yes.
I mean, she was a health nut.
Yeah, she was always going to the –
She was fit, so mm-hmm. I mean, I would have never imagined that, that would end that way. I remember one time her going to a hotel – Mm-hmm. And buying a bunch of bathing suits and whatever. Like
that was when she went to the Warner.
She was having a good time.
She had a great old time with my credit card that I had to pay. And she went and bought all this, tons of bathing. Why bathing suits? Checked herself into the Woodland Hills Marriott at Warner Center. and was there for a few days. And the lady said that she was, you know, this is the story of her ordering two dinners, for one for her,
yeah,
one for
Jesus. Her and one for Jesus.
Yeah. And Dean, then after I had to have her hospitalized twice, I couldn't mentally take it anymore. It was too hard on me.
I don't blame you.
To Dean, I said, you're going to have to take this one. I couldn't find her again. Calling. Then I see caller ID Marriott Hotel. And she's there. And she's just a mile a minute, like manic. And I called Dean and I said, King of Dean, you better go. I can't do this. And so Dean went and took her, and they took her in and blah, blah, blah. And then I got a nurse to keep an eye. Because then she didn't want.
I remember her. Yeah.
I said, I had to tell her, like, this is my friend. She's just going to come check on you. Her name is Maria. She's my friend, Mom.
She resisted.
Yes.
If she didn't like you. She didn't like you, and nothing was going to change her mind on that. Mm-hmm. And she let very few people into her world.
Right.
Which made it very difficult.
Yeah. So, yeah. So then I had the nurse, and then but remember when Dean wanted to take you, like, so then you got remarried, okay, mm-hmm. and then had Matthew. He's the youngest. So, but your husband, your ex – his job was in Chicago. He tried to work here, but his job was at the Chicago Mercantile Stock
Exchange. Actually, Dean is the person that made that happen inadvertently, because he was so always taking me to court, like always doing things to make it impossible for me to have any kind of, you know, I got a job, he would take me to court. Like, he was just
Oh,
awful.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you met my brother at an engineering firm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were working there. Mm-hmm. And what did you – and when you look at the list of – what did you say?
Oh, we were in – I worked in the planning department, and he was a – I think he was hydrology or something like that at the time. And he just got employed, and so they send out a new phone list for the extension of that person. And Debbie, a girl I worked with, she brings me the list, and she says, oh, look at this. Look at this. His name is Dean Paradise. And I said – oh, I want a name like that. You know, I hadn't seen him yet, but it was like, you know, and yeah, I mean, he was a little dorky, you know.
Yeah, like, he's a geek.
But he was handsome and a nice person and normal in my world.
Right.
You know, but he's missing that thing that with your mom. Like, there's something, I don't know. He's like.
Missing a he.
I call it a.
What do you call it?
I call it a chromosomal nickage.
Chromosomal
nickage. Like it was a nick, like somewhere.
Oh, I see.
You know, because he can disconnect. And, you know.
Right.
I did not know at the time what a narcissist was.
Yes.
Okay. And that's, you know.
I feel like nobody knew what narcissism – I feel like narcissism is a came into the – I mean, like
– Well, they gave it a name. Okay,
right,
but
right.
There's a certain – type of personality that once you're familiar with it, scary.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, so you guys got married 10 years, and then the divorce, he wanted to – so you got remarried, so you had to move to Chicago. Mm-hmm. You tried to make – your ex tried to make it here.
Right.
But he couldn't, so gave it a good try.
Old college try, yeah.
And then you guys had to move, and the kids, Nicholas, Anthony, Megan, were like they were still young.
They were still young. And they
– 7, 8, 9 or something.
Well, the problem is that Dean met this woman, and I would have never, ever in a million years thought that she would impact his being a father. Because honestly, Dean was an amazing father to these kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I had Nicholas, he – took him, and he didn't even come see me anymore. He was like, my son's crying. Like, bring me to the room. Like, he was just unbelievably comfortable with being a father. Mm-hmm. Even the nurses would say, like, usually men are timid, you know,
right.
Holding a newborn, but no.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, I loved that part.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he was a very involved dad.
He was.
Yeah. And I always, you know, Suzanne and I would come over and we would just like idolize the shit out of you guys, because Suzanne and I are working and Wendy and her sisters are like, you know, they had a lot of kids. They were mothers, and we would, you know, living in nice houses, and we're living in the valley.
Calling us used to call me rich ass.
Rich ass housewives.
I don't feel rich, but okay.
I know. And so we were always just like, ugh, they have the luxury of going shopping on a Wednesday while we're slaving over here.
I wasn't shopping on a Wednesday, by the way.
I was inundated with kids. Yes.
And that was a a pact that we had, Dean and I, that he wanted his kids to have the same upbringing he did. He wanted their mom to be at home.
Right.
You know, so I quit my job, which was risky for me because I was doing really well.
Right. And didn't he say, I'll quit, or you guys had that conversation?
We decided, you know, one or the other. Mm-hmm. And he had a higher position and he made a little bit more money than I did. So, you know, plus, first of all, I love my kids, okay? That would be my number one choice, would be home with my kids, you know?
Right, right. So you made the decision to stay home, which I loved because I would always, like, come over after work, and especially when you guys lived in the Valley.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
You know, that was fun. I remember do you remember when I saw a car accident and it was your dad?
Oh, God, I'll never forget that either.
I remember leaving your house, going home, and there was a big car accident.
Yeah.
And it was your dad.
And they were taking him. That is crazy that you saw that. His car was destroyed.
Destroyed.
They took him in an ambulance, and you were the one that told me that.
Yeah. I went back to your house.
Yeah. He was in intensive care for a while. It's a really bad accident.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it happened. Usually all accidents happen within 2 miles of the home.
And that's what happened. Yeah. So, yes. So I would love coming over. But then, so when you guys – we're in the middle of the divorce. Remember when Dean wanted to take you to court and he wanted me to go with him?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
How could I forget it?
I know. Yeah. I kind of vaguely remember. I remember that he wanted me to testify or something to stop. He didn't want the kids moving to Chicago.
Right.
But did I have to go? I don't remember. Do you remember?
Oh, my God. That was one of the most devastating experiences
it
of
was
my life.
It was horrible.
Because you and I were so close.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I couldn't blame you. That's your brother, right? And you didn't want the kids to go
either.
But he's the one that made that happen.
Right.
You know?
Right. He wasn't making it hard for
you.
Yeah,
he did not want me living in that house. He didn't, you know. So selfishly for him, he did everyone an injustice by doing that.
Right. Yeah, and so I remember talking to Adam about it in the kitchen, and I was crying, and I was like, I don't want to go against Wendy. I don't know what to do.
I knew it was hard for you. Trust me, I did.
But I was like, I don't want.
Suzanne was there too.
Oh yeah. Oh my God! And we had to see you in court. Now it's coming back to me.
Yeah, you were on one side. I was on the other.
Oh, that was horrible.
It was honestly devastating.
Now that I'm getting a divorce, you can do like people. I don't. You can go to court and like in front
it
of.
It doesn't. Honestly, this is my takeaway from it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it doesn't matter what anyone says or does. It really the courts don't really care. It's all about a formula. You get this. You get that. You know what I mean? They don't care to hear anything.
That's what I would think. Like, what do they want to hear? My sob story. I love my nieces and nephews. I don't want them to leave. Like, I don't know. That was a weird time.
It was a weird time.
It was horrible.
Well, I mean, and you were too young to understand.
Yeah, I didn't get it. All I wanted was Nicholas and Anthony and Megan to stay.
I wanted them to stay too. Okay. Yeah. The last thing I wanted
I know
was
that.
To move.
I know. So. I know. I mean, I remember Christmases where Anthony would call me at work and tell me what kind of present he would want.
Oh yeah, I always look forward to the presents from Auntie
from
Lynette.
Auntie Lynette. And I took Nicholas and Anthony to their very first concert. I took Jackie
to
the Weenie Roast. They met Dave Grohl. I got a picture of them. Now Nicholas is a huge Foo Fighter fan.
Oh yeah,
he's got a tattoo of the FF.
Yeah, his first tattoo.
It's his first tattoo, and is that his only tattoo? He doesn't have many.
He has FF, and then he has the Los Angeles skyline.
Where?
On his wrist.
Oh, he does? That's it?
Yeah.
Anthony and Megan, they don't have tattoos.
No.
No. And
he hid that from me for a long time.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like I hid smoking pot and drinking from you for a long time until, like, we went to Jeremiah's.
And I'm pretty naive, by the way, okay? I don't want to believe anything bad about anyone.
I know. And your daughter, Jackie, to this day, she's 40, to this day, We were at the wedding. She doesn't swear in front of her mom.
Nope.
She made it. She made a promise to herself that that she does not.
It's just out of, for her. It's out of respect, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
I was the same. No, way
you
with
were.
My kids.
Yeah, you
guys, I was pretty strict.
Yeah. You're a great mother, Wendy.
Thank you,
Lynette.
You really.
I mean, look at those kids. Again, no alcoholics.
They're
pot smokers, but
I could not be more proud of my kids.
Oh,
my
God.
They're such good human beings.
And
that's all I care about.
And your niece, and then when, like, we, and your sister's kids, like Dawn's kids, one, first of all, gorgeous kids, and they're all adults, and they are so respectful. They come over to me, hi,
and they're
Auntie
kind.
Lynette. They're so kind.
Yeah.
They all came up to me, hi, Auntie Lynette, it's so good to see you. I love you. I miss you. They follow me on Instagram, so we see, you know, we can keep in touch. And they're just kind. And
they are. They're good people.
They really are.
I mean, honestly, to me, it is more important to be a good human being above anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And Dawn and I, parenting styles are very
are the
similar.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the kids, you know, I think that Nicholas, just he's the closest to his cousins.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really have a lot of outside friends. His friends are his cousins.
Right. Right.
You know, now one of them moved to Chicago.
I know. I love that.
And he said, my vision board is complete.
And he's, so he's moving there, and he's the Bubble Eye Creep.
Bubble Eye Creep, yeah.
And he's getting his, what is it, Series 7 license or something? Or he, with what Anthony
does. I think it's Series 50. I don't know if it's a Series.
Whatever that.
57,
you know,
something. Yeah.
That Anthony does.
Yeah.
Which he's
doing
great.
He has a job
great.
On the floor, right.
Anthony has a job on the floor in Chicago at the Stock Exchange.
And he's doing unbelievable.
Believable. And by the way, I remember when they were in high school and they came out to California and Anthony was playing catch with Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
Jimmy. 4th of July.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like, and Jimmy just started this show pretty much. And I remember Jimmy going, oh, when you graduate high school, you come see me. Because Anthony was a go-getter.
Actually, it was 4th of July at Jimmy's house.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Because Anthony asked him about, you know, mm-hmm. working for him. He was interested in that.
Right.
And Jimmy's like, oh, yeah, come on. And I looked at Jimmy like, don't tell him that. I wanted him to go to school.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And he said, well, listen, try it out. You know, mm-hmm. if it's, you know, it's not, school's not for everybody.
Right.
And if it doesn't work out, you give me a call.
Okay.
Okay. So he does. And it's not working out for him.
Mm-hmm.
He called Jimmy. And within 2 weeks,
Anthony
was in California.
Yes.
I flew with him and I went to Jimmy's and Jimmy said, welcome to the school of Kimmel or something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thanked him and he was in good hands.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
then Jimmy said that my boys were the hardest working boys at ABC.
Right.
And that was a huge compliment to me.
Oh, it was. And Nick went.
And then Nick followed.
Yeah, Nick started
And then started Nick
working
was
there.
Like.
He was like Jimmy's assistant.
He was Jimmy's assistant, and Jimmy loved him.
Yeah.
And was so kind to my kids and mm-hmm. so good to them.
They were.
I will never, I mean,
and
never
And Molly,
forget it.
Jimmy's wife, Molly, was great.
Because
Anthony worked very closely with Molly. Anthony
yeah.
became like, head assistant writer or something like that.
Yeah.
He wanted to be in the writer's room, and he worked his way up. How long did Anthony work there?
For a few years.
I think it was like 5 years or something,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And it just, you know, unbelievable. But then Anthony really, you know, wanted marriage. He wanted kids. He wanted a house of his own. You know, in Hollywood,
he
it's
actually
tough.
Couldn't really afford
no.
to live here.
Right.
You know?
Right. So he married beautiful Samantha.
Beautiful Samantha.
And they're so perfect for each other.
Oh, my God.
We should talk about that on Friday's show.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah.
Yes, and so Anthony worked there for a few years, and then he wanted to have – so then he went and got his – he moved back to Chicago, worked with your ex, and mm-hmm. now he's making great – he's got a great career for himself.
Yeah.
He's a partner of a company.
And I knew that he would be great at it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I – because Anthony's the kind of guy that he figures out a better way to do things.
Right.
And he actually did.
Yes.
And now he's like a hot commodity. So it's like, I'm very proud of him.
Very proud.
Very proud of him.
And now his cousin is with him and he's, you know, working, you know, he's going to start his own career.
Right.
It's great.
Right.
Yeah. Scrappy kids, these kids, man.
They are.
They really are. They really are. But we're going to have more with Auntie Wendy for Friday's show. But let's do Stephanie always does these. A little shout out to our peeps for Patreon. We have Carrie Peterson. She's got an Instagram. Carrie Peterson, she's got an Instagram account, and to help sell her property, she rents out for videos in Santa Clarita. So she's got like rental properties that she can rent out in Santa, in your old neighborhood. And she's on Instagram, and her handle is the_Lido_deck_11. So go follow her on Instagram. We also have Kara. She has a company called Firefly Travel Co. It's a full-service travel company offering magical themed park packages. They can also help you plan your next cruise or all-inclusive vacation, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All of these services are provided at no cost to you. So for more information, follow her on Facebook at Cara, C-A-R-A, Going Places, okay, or FirefliTravelCo.com. We also have, let's do another one, Nikki Collier. Her husband, Joseph Collier, he's a private practice Chapter 7 bankruptcy attorney in the L.A. County and some of the surrounding counties. He does a sliding fee scale and guarantees a successful discharge of debt for those that qualify for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. I mean, a lot of people, you know, shit's going sideways in this world. Those interested in a consultation can go to his website at www.josephcollierlaw.com or email him directly at jcollier513@gmail.com. And let's see, let's do one more. Kelly from Wilma and Frieda. Thank you, Kelly, again. If you're out in the Palm Springs or Palm Desert area for the best brunch in town, guys, they really have they have a holiday menu coming up, okay? Ooh. And they're food is fantastic. They have churro waffles, house-made English muffins, Pop-Tarts, short eggs Benedict. Umami burgers. They have umami jalapeno cilantro wings. And which one thing I tried at her restaurant, they have a 7-spice sugar-encrusted salmon, and it was to
sounds amazing.
Yes. So, and you wouldn't be lying. We have been voted. They've been voted best breakfast out her for 5 years in a row, and was featured on Diners, Drive-ins, and Dash. Diners, Drive-in, and Dives. Okay, that's it for this week. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Kaylin. We have more with Auntie Wendy on Friday. Thanks, Auntie Wendy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Say you're a parent now.
You're a parent now.
Don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up. And that job never ends.
That's right.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Get around for Halloween with Pluto TV's 31 Nights of Horror. All month long, Pluto TV is bringing you the best Halloween movies, shows, and more. Watch classic horror movies like The Grudge or The Blair Witch Project, or scream along with your favorite stars like Ryan Reynolds in Life. Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows. The best part, it's so free, it's chilling. No credit card, no sign up, no fees. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start screaming now.